Hey everyone, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm glad you're here with me. Some breaking news just happened over the weekend. This big lawsuit was filed by citizens of Arizona against what they have just what we, you know, what people have discovered about this election. And maybe we could thank the County Board of Supervisors for letting this information be known, and also to the Gateway Pundit for letting the information be known. But before I get into the citizens, lawsuit. Let me first tell you, if you are interested in tax-free retirement with death and living benefits, you're going to want to click on the link below to learn more. I could show you how to be your own banker. And did you know in the national average of people running out of retirement is within 10 years? Oh my gosh, what are you going to do if you run out of retirement 10 years after retiring? You still have a really long life to live. So we can talk more. And the younger you get into it, this is really great for people with small children or children in general. The younger you get into it, the more legacy wealth that you can build for your children and your children's children. So click the link to learn more. If you're interested in ways to have natural health, and like it can help with sleep, it can help with stress, support the immune system. I use it to support my reproductive system when I was trying to have children. Click the link below to learn more about essential oils. So breaking news that happened over the weekend with this lawsuit. I found this article on the Gateway Pundit, and it says, the title of it says, huge citizen group in Arizona drops a Moab sue state for 2018, 2019, and 2020 elections that were not in compliance with Arizona law. Oh my gosh. Okay. This thing just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is why I'm trying to tell you guys, if you had your candidates win in your states, still do the audit. I don't care if your candidates were blue or red, still do an audit, because you just never know if there's areas in your election system that could be enhanced to better secure your elections. Okay. So it's just a wise thing to do. And it also gets the heat off Arizona. So that would be helpful as well. So how does Arizona get out of this? If this happened in Arizona, what other states does this apply to? This all leads back to our investigation of the outfits that certified the Arizona elections and were called back with, after the elections by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to perform audits earlier after the 2020 election a few months ago. We reported, and they meant that the Gateway Pundit reported, that the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors would not allow the Arizona Senate to perform the audit of the county's 2020 election results. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors sued to Senate to prevent the audit. And then when the Senate updated laws to clarify their right to audit, and the courts found that the Senate had every right to the audit, let me back up and say the courts found that the Senate had every right to audit the county's results. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors said, okay, you can do an audit, but we want to select the auditors. Then they said the only firms we would allow to perform their audit were those certified by the EAS. The problem for the Board of Supervisors was the choice of auditors that the Senate wanted to employ to perform the audit was not theirs. It was the Senate. Also, the firm for the Board of Supervisors, here's the thing, were not certified. They were, the firms that Maricopa County Board wanted said were certified, but they were not certified. And they hadn't been certified in years. So the Gateway Pundit reported it. And guess what? Within 4 hours of the Gateway Pundit reporting it, the EAS certification with those two firms, we reported this, and within 4 hours, the EAS certified these two firms. Within 4 hours of the Gateway Pundit reporting, they weren't, and they hadn't been certified in a long time. We've asked the EAS to provide us documentation and what they used to certify these two firms suddenly within hours of our article, noting the firms were not certified. So now a group after review, Arizona law claims that the 2018, 2019, and the 2020 elections related to this law were out of compliance with state law. Their rationale is because the firm that reviewed their voting machine equipment were not certified by the EAS as Arizona law demands. Here is a press release from the group suing for not being in compliance in their law concerning the elections. So quo warranto filed in the Arizona Supreme Court by We the People of Arizona, potentially unseating all state elected officials. This is huge, guys. This lawsuit is potentially going to unseat all elected officials. This is the press release. As average citizens of Arizona from all walks of life, we have discovered that our past elections in 2018 through 2020 were out of compliance per the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, and that's EAC. The Help America Vote Act, HAVA, of 2002 established that the EAC, the Elections Assistance Commission, and our state of Arizona takes a strict view on this federal election law. Our state of Arizona went out of compliance in February of 2017, maybe even sooner, and was only recently perpetrated to be recertified in January of 2021. That's after the election. There are multiple problems with this, with the documentation regarding contractors, laboratories, and that invalid any machine certification. A certification can only last for a maximum of 2 years. And there are very important reasons for this. This will either unseat every single state level politician in Arizona or declare every federal law applied to Arizona as unlawful. The violation of federal law is due to no certification of the voting machines, which includes all aspects of the machines from the hardware to the software to the add-ons by the voting system test laboratories. And the VSTL is accredited and overseen by the EAC per HAVA, and those that was the Election Assistance Commission and Help America Vote Act, and is critical to the compliance and standards set forth by law. This accreditation must be thoroughly vetted every 2 years. Arizona takes a strict view of federal election laws, and they quote the statute. Machines or device used at any election for federal, state, or county offices may be certified for the use in the state and may only be used if the state, if they comply with the Help America Vote Act of 2002. And if those machines or devices have been tested and approved by a laboratory that is accredited pursuant of that Help America Vote Act. So their press release. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to link an article in the description, and you can see the exact lawsuit. And it's like a 26 page document. I read through some of it. I was like impressed by whoever put this together. It's not in my lane of expertise to know how to do this, but it's in some people's lane of expertise. And if you watch my other show, I put a link in the description for my dad's last sermon. And my dad said, use the tools that God put in your hand. And God has been, there's a Bible verse that says, God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. God used a man who made pillows. God used a professor in physics. God is using lay people that have been learning and reading the Constitution versus people with law degrees. And we've been winning our cases because we've been using the Constitution of not only the U.S., but also the Constitution within our state. And that's why I would encourage you to start doing these audits, because you don't know what you don't know. So Arizona has been out of compliance with laws regarding election for years now, out of compliance. The people who are running the election laws have been doing things out of compliance. They are breaking laws, and we wouldn't know that had we not audited it. So these are things that you really have to understand. It doesn't matter who wins or loses at the end. What matters is that your elections are free and fair and ran according to the law. And if they're not, then you have to fix it. And this has given us the opportunity to fix the elections, you know, so that things are run just and fair. That's something that you need to really consider. I also want to play a clip that came from the Arizona State Legislature hearing session back in the end of November. I want to share this with you. Okay. This is another reason why I think it's very important for you to audit your elections, whether you won or lost, because this has been going on in Arizona for decades. And we're going to be talking to a lady, or we're going to hear about a lady who was working in Pima County. Pima County is south of Maricopa County. It's on the southern end of Arizona. Okay, so we're going to listen into what she had to say with her sworn testimony under penalty of perjury.
Back to drop off my ballot. I had to drop it off outside, and there was no longer a police officer. And we found out that it was because our mayor, I live in Oro Valley, but the Tucson mayor wasn't allowing a police officer in front of the office anymore because it was upsetting to people to come and vote. And so I asked the man, I had to put my ballot out here. And he said, yes. So I said, how can I be sure someone isn't going to come and take this big box? And he said, no, we're watching it. And I said, who's you? And it was him and an elderly woman who was about 85. I don't know, and I'm sorry, meaning that she looked fragile, and I don't know how that could be protected, but I was a little concerned about that. It did make it in because when I checked my ballot, it was counted. But another question is how do we know who we voted for? That's a separate issue, but my point is that I don't know if my ballot actually has the people that I voted for. And, as I said, that's something separate from what I experienced there as an observer. As a poll worker, I was assigned to be a provisional ballot clerk. And that was on election day. And on that day, I had worked the primary in August. So I had an idea of who would come by, what the issues were. But this time, we had so many more people who needed a provisional ballot than we had been allotted to have in this one precinct. So that was concerning. But the people that came to me were, I had so many people who said, I didn't ask for a mail-in ballot. My wife isn't listed as an early ballot person, but I am. And those are the kind of people that we had a lot of. But secondly, I had people who had just moved here from other states, and most of them were from two apartment complexes. It was concerning because as we counted them, we probably had over 40 people who were in one apartment complex with one address who had moved here from other states that I began to turn away. Within the hour, we were so busy that I took a break and went outside, and a gentleman with a yellow shirt said, hi, I'm with the Democratic Party. I'm here from California, and I'm here at this precinct specifically. I came from a Phoenix in Maricopa County, a precinct there, and we're here to help turn Arizona blue. And I don't know if just looking at me, he decided that he felt safe saying that to me. Maybe he assumed that I would be okay with that. I was shocked, and I said, so what? He said, I said, so what is your plan? What are you doing? And he said, well, I have lawyers on call to contact immediately if they don't allow people to vote. And I said, well, there was a cutoff date. And he said, nope, every vote should count. So that made me nervous, of course, because I didn't know the law specifically, and I didn't want to do something.
Oh, great.
That would cause a problem. So I thought, and he said, I've only had to turn away.
Sorry.
Just a couple people were turned away, and I was able to help.
I'm really sorry about
this. One person go back in. Well, that was probably sent to me because I was the provisional ballot clerk. So, of course, that was somebody that I had to take care of. So I went back in and thought, well, this is unusual. I'm concerned that somebody outside is going to be calling an attorney on something that I did, because I said no. I sent somebody away and said, I'm sorry. I mean, if you don't have any proof that you've lived here or proof of having registered, I can't give you a ballot. So I called the recorder's office and explained this, and she said, well, you have to let them, all votes will count, but it's on a case-by-case basis. So at that point then, I had to call in to the recorder's office at every single ballot. And you have to understand, we ran out of spaces. So, I mean, we were at like 200. I'm sure you can check on this to be sure, but we were over the amount of ballots we had. But every time I called the recorder's office, they would ask me for their name and date of birth. And when they would look that up, the person on the phone would say, okay, well, you can go ahead and let them vote. And so I was trying to find a constant that I could go by so that we could speed up the process. I mean, is it if they've moved here and they have this, and if they've moved here at a certain date, what is it? And they would not give me any constant. They just said, you just have to call for every case is different. So my concern and why I wrote in was that I had two people, right after having a slew of people who came in from other states wanting to vote without having been registered and allowed to vote per the recorder's office. I then had someone come in from Maricopa County and one from Pinal County. It just happened right after. And each of them, when I called in, they said, nope, you're going to have them go back to Maricopa County. And the other one will have to go back to Pinal. And I said, well, how is that this person from Wisconsin and this person from Michigan and this person from Kentucky was able to do that? And she put me on hold for a second and then came back and said, well, it's just that we have their records more accurately than we have for Maricopa. We're not able to process a Maricopa County ballot. So I had to send them away. But then as other people were coming through, it made me question why that was happening. So I asked them, do you have information that will prove that you are a resident, that I can verify that you are registered to vote here? And they would pull out their card, and it very clearly said that they were Republican. They had a voter card. So to test this theory out, I called the recorder's office and asked them, and they were denied. I had to deny them. And so I was in a frenzy trying to take care of all of these people, but I found that the discrepancy between
really sorry about this, folks. Not
every
sure.
Vote counts, and only those that the recorder's office would allow was indicative of how they chose who they wanted to allow to vote. And there was a consistency in the.
I don't understand my internet signal.
Voter preference. That they chose, and that
it's frustrating when you're trying to record a show and you're
concerned me, because by the end of the night, which was at 8:15, after we counted all of the votes and they got put in the box and we were waiting for someone to come get them, I'm in the car and
I'm really sorry about this, folks. My internet.
The election was already counted for Arizona, which I found a policy.
Let me see if I can get that.
Do you have information?
Let me pause this really quick. I wanted you to hear that last part.
First of all, after working 15 and a half hours, taking in votes, but the experience really led me to believe that it was not, there should have been a system that we could have followed, because I understood that registered that the discrepancy between every.
All right, well, that's frustrating. I'm gonna stop sharing that. My internet signal, maybe they just don't want this information getting out. That really doesn't have to do with the lawsuit per se, but it does in a way, because I'm just encouraging you to get your audits done, because we found out by doing the audit that we weren't certified and we weren't following the law for our elections. And if you're not going to follow the law, and you're not going, then it really interferes with free and fair elections. Okay. And then I wanted you to hear this testimony about how this has been going on for decades. And the lie that all of us were believing is, oh, it's the liberals from California changing us from red to blue. That's not true. This was all planned. And you heard in her testimony that they were there to change the state to blue by cheating. They had lawyers. They were, a lot of people just came in here all of a sudden out of nowhere and were allowed to vote when it was past their registration date. You all heard that under penalty of perjury. You don't find that stuff out unless you do an audit. Okay. So a lot of cheating is going on to make the state from red to blue. And we've slowly turned purple. And if you're living in Arizona, you do realize, especially going through this audit thing, we're not blue. We're red. We're a red state. We're not a swing state. It's just been, they're so smart and strategic on how they're changing our state from red to blue that they've done it little bits over time. And they have used, like, people have been cheated because this lady was not a law professor, wasn't an attorney, didn't know the laws in and out, and was just doing her civic duty because she cared about her country. But she noticed that things just weren't quite adding up. So she went with her gut instinct. And she, as she was finding out more and more, she was realizing they were turning away people who were actually registered to vote in the state of Arizona. And they were turning them away because they had an R next to their name instead of a D. So there was a lot of cheating that went on. And that's why I wanted you to hear that testimony, so that you will be encouraged, even if all your people, you know, got voted in. You don't want this little bit of cheating, because it happens little bits at a time. And then before you know it, you're a Colorado. You're in Arizona. You're name the state. Okay. Don't be in our position. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Well, have a great day, and I hope you see you soon. And also, make sure you subscribe and like this video, because they're messing with my algorithm. So let's help the algorithms out a little bit. All right, take care.